Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we continue a week focused on this idea of finishing well and living with the courage to finish well, looking at various aspects and considering that idea of finishing as being complete rather than simply stopping something, but bringing the elements of life, the elements of faith, the elements of who we are in Christ together in completion. And today we're going to talk specifically about finishing with knowledge. Again, the idea of a complete knowledge, growing in knowledge and in wisdom. In Romans chapter 15, verse 14, we read, "I myself am convinced, my brethren, that you yourselves are full of goodness, complete in knowledge and competent to instruct one another." I think sometimes we overestimate ourselves, but there are many times we underestimate ourselves. And it's true of ourself, it's true of our view of others. And we tend to at times put individuals on a pedestal that thinks more highly of them than we really ought to. And we end up at times at least coming close, if not reaching the point of worshiping people. But many times, just as we do with ourselves, we don't think highly enough of others. We dismiss anything that they might think or say or any input that they might give in a situation. Because, well, we're smarter than that. We have more knowledge. We have more information. And one of the things I think, if you really look at Scripture and this idea of living as the body of Christ, we find that we all have something to add. And so whether it's true or not that we have more information, we have more knowledge, we have more awareness, when we exclude what others have, we are not complete. We are lacking something. And so Paul writes and he talks about knowing that his readers, his listeners, have complete knowledge, they're competent to instruct one another. That it's a mutual instruction because it's a mutual submission, it's a mutual listening. I think sometimes because of our educational system here in the United States at least, we kind of get the idea that there are two groups, two classes of people. There are those that are instructors, those that are teachers, and those that are students. And never the twain shall meet. And we think somehow those roles are so clearly defined that the one is always instructing and the other is always learning. Until we reach that point of graduation, of completion, and then we move on. But when I look at God's Word and I consider what it looks like to have complete knowledge, to be competent to teach, I find that it's a continual process. That we all ought to be learners and we all ought to be teachers. Now, what we're learning and what we're teaching may vary from person to person, from time to time, from situation to situation. And sometimes we are more teacher than learner, and sometimes we're more learner than teacher. But when we realize that our wisdom, that our knowledge, that the things that are important are the things of God's Word, we find that the real teacher is God through His Son Jesus, through the work of His Spirit within us. We're able to finish with knowledge because we find that knowledge through our relationship with Jesus. We're able to learn and to instruct because we have the presence of God with us. And when we begin to live with this fullness of knowledge, we begin to grow in a completion, in a life that finishes well. And sometimes the greatest point of knowledge that we can accept and learn is that we don't know everything. I've had conversations over the last couple weeks at least, and at times prior to that as well, but some recent conversations about doctors and the idea that there are some that act like they know everything. And when they're stumped, the patient kind of gets dropped like a hot potato because it's kind of embarrassing. And there are other doctors that realize that they're not only following the instruction they have received, but they're continuing to learn. That they don't know everything, that the complexity of this body God created is beyond complete comprehension. And sometimes we look at the one group and we think about how arrogant they are. But before we point fingers too abruptly, we really need to look at ourselves and consider, are there areas in life where I act like I know everything? Am I that person that refuses to listen, that refuses to be a learner? You see, we finish well when we finish with knowledge, not a knowledge that is ever completed, but a knowledge that is constantly learning through a gazing and a devouring of God's Word. And a knowledge that is learning through our listening to one another. This coming Sunday, I'll be starting a series here at Deer Run on Loved by Jesus, Loved Like Jesus. And we'll be looking at various stories, various encounters that Jesus had with people that showed His love for them. And the idea is not simply to learn the stories, but to consider how we ought to love people in various situations and from various backgrounds and in various ways. And I think we live with a finished knowledge when we begin to not only know God's Word as stories, but we know it as instruction. And the way that we realize we know it as instruction is if we're doing what it says. And what would your life look like today? What would my life look like today if I was continually growing in knowledge. The Bible talks about Jesus in this time span between kind of that empty time span scripturally between his teaching in the temple at 12 and his entrance into ministry at about 30. And it says he grew in wisdom and stature and in knowledge and favor with both God and men. And what would our life look like today if that was us? That we were competent to teach because we are competent learners. That we're complete in knowledge. Not because we know it all, but because we're open to learning it all. You see, I think when it talks about being complete in knowledge, when I think about having finishing well and finish with knowledge, I don't think about a container that puts a lid on it. I think about a container that's open, constantly willing to receive. And so today, as we consider what it looks like to finish with knowledge, I suspect we ought to pray about not the knowledge that we have, but the knowledge we're learning. You spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. And Father, there are times where we become arrogant, we become prideful, we become satisfied with what we know. And sometimes we become so entrapped in what we know and what we think we know that we fail to grow. We fail to be complete. We fail to finish with knowledge because we've quit learning. And so God, today, help us to examine our hearts, our motives, our openness, our willingness to learn. Help us to have this fullness, this complete knowledge, not because we know it all, but because we're open to learning from your word. Father, help us to gaze consistently into your word, not simply to know the stories, but to know you. As you continually reveal yourself and teach us. And Father, may we use that knowledge in ways that is good and profitable for your kingdom. In ways that instruct. And may we learn from one another just as you have called us to teach one another. May we realize it's something that you've put in all of us. And that we each have a valuable part. We each have input that is necessary. And so, Father, give us hearts and minds and spirits that are willing to listen and to learn. But also give us the courage and the wisdom to share what we know. Father, we would be both the instructor and the learner. And may your word be the foundation for both elements. And God, today as I pray, I pray specifically for my friend Irma, who is out of town visiting a doctor, trying to get some better answers than what she's been given. I pray for peace for her. I pray that there would be great wisdom, that there would be this fullness of knowledge that would be able to help and bring understanding to the situation. And God, today, as we live with this pursuit of knowledge, may it not be such a worldly pursuit, but may it be a godly pursuit. And may the goal of this knowledge that we finish with not to be the smartest person in the world, but to be the complete person that you created us to be. So God, today, as we seek to finish well, as we seek to finish with knowledge, may that knowledge be centered in Jesus. And today, may we lift up Jesus in every way possible, so that together, with those around us, we can finish well. Because we're finishing with the best knowledge, the knowledge of your love. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.